of the earth I cry. Your peace will lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
After that, we shall enter into prayer. Apostolic anointing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Ephesians, turn with me in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. If you've seen there, are you there? Now let me read here. It says, now therefore, you are no longer a stranger and a foreigner, but fellow citizen in the, with the saints, and member of the household of God, having built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Let me repeat it. Now therefore, you are no longer a stranger, a foreigner, but a fellow citizen with the saints and members of the household of God, having built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone.
Yes, Christo yeke nyini omuzimbi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says,
Bible egamba,
we are no longer stranger,
tetuchali banagwanga,
neither a foreigner.
Oba bagwira.
Amplified Bible says,
Amplified Bible,
it says that you are no longer outsider,
tetuchali bawabweru,
neither a exile. Now the Bible says that we are no longer stranger or outsider. That means before that we were a stranger. Before that we were a foreigner. Before that we were outsider. We are people who are rejected. We are people who are cast in one another. We are not part of the household of God. We are not part of the citizen with a sense. We were rejected. We were a foreigner. But now the Bible says, now we are no longer a stranger, but a fellow citizen of the citizen with the saints, and members of the household of God. I want you to get me well. Before that, I was a foreigner. I was outsider.
Nali unga mbera bweru.
I was not a member of the household.
Nali siri mwana wa mnyumba ya
katonga. But now I'm no longer stranger.
Kakati sicho alimukwira.
But I'm a member of the household of God.
Na yendi mwana wa nyumba ya
katonga. That means I have a share in the kingdom of God.
Kizeta jino mkaba mbaka waka wakatonga.
I was a stranger.
Nali mukwira.
But today I'm fellow citizen.
Na kakati ndi mutuze.
Of the saints.
Wamuna batu.
I'm fellow citizen. Of God's kingdom. Now you were a stranger one day. You were a foreigner. But today you are a fellow citizen of the kingdom of God. You are a member of household of God. I think you could clap and hand clap for the Lord for that. Because now you are part of God's kingdom. You are part of the household of God. You are not rejected anymore. You are honored in the kingdom of God. You are favored in the kingdom of God. You belong to the kingdom of God. You are not a foreigner. Why you are not a foreigner? Why you are not a stranger? Hear me well. Why you are not a stranger? Why you are not a foreigner? Verse 20 it says, having built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Now you are no longer a stranger. You are no longer a foreigner because you are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Is that clear? Because you are built on that foundation, that's why you are not a foreigner. That's why you are not a stranger. Because you are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Why is the foundation of the apostles and prophets? Now if the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, that means it has to act like apostles. They had to operate that like apostles. The church has to perform things as the apostles did. Because it's built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. We have many things which the apostles did. But I'm going to mention a few of them. Wherever the church is built on the foundation of the prophets, the apostles and prophets, and that church has to behave the way they did. First of all, when I talk about the church, I don't mean about this building. Because this is a building, you can make it what you want. We can decide to, when we go out of this building, and the drunkards comes in, they will call it a bar. If Muslim comes in, it will turn into mosque. Now the building is not a very important thing. You are the church. And you are the person who is built on the foundation of the person. Now, when I talk about the church, I mean you and me. Is that clear? Now because you are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, you have to act as the apostles did. You have to perform things as the apostles did. You have to behave as the apostles did. Because that is the foundation where we are built. Is that clear? The word apostle means the sent. Someone who is sent. That word apostle is not interpreted. But when we put it into our language, if we interpret it, it means somebody who was sent. Now we are sent by God. You and me, we are on a mission. Hear me well, we are on the mission. We are sent by God. Now you can operate under apostolic anointing, although you know you are not an apostle. There's a ministry of an apostle. I'm not talking about that. But because you were sent, by God to do a certain work. Now because you are sent, then you can operate under that apostolic anointing to fulfill that duty. Church, hear me. The earth is not our place. The world, we don't belong to the world. But although we are not belong to the world, but we are on the mission on this earth. You don't belong to the earth, but there's a duty which you have to do. You are sent by God. You are on the mission. You have to pursue your mission. You have to fulfill your mission. Hallelujah. I'm a man on the mission. I belong to God. I belong to heaven. I'm a citizen of the kingdom. I don't belong here. Then I'm on a mission. Why you are here? And you belong to heaven. You are a member of the household of God. Because you are on the mission, that's where you are living. Because you are on the mission, that's where you are eating. Because you are on the mission, that's where you are putting on. Because you are on the mission, that's where you have a house where you stay. Because you are on the mission, that's where you have the manner which you have. We are on the mission. You were sent by God to do something. And I don't know if you are fulfilling that mission. The apostles, they knew that they were on the mission. And they did everything which they were supposed to do to fulfill their mission. What was the mission of the apostles? One is to transform the life of somebody. Is that clear? Apostolic anointing is the anointing which transforms someone from being a foreigner into a citizen, from being a stranger into the household of God. Today we have foreigners in the church who are not transformed. The pastor is struggling with foreigners. They are struggling with strangers. They are not transformed. Hello?
Are you there?
If you are not transformed, there's something which is missing within you. Now when you are transformed and you become a citizen of God's kingdom, it is your duty to transform somebody. Not transforming him to kill him by poisoning him. You have to transform him or her to become a citizen of God's kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Backbiters in the church, they are not transformed, they are foreigners.
Abagenyi amukanisa bote bachuka.
Lazy people in the church,
abagenyi abumukanisa,
they are foreigners.
Babo babagwira.
Liars in the church, they are foreigners.
Abalimba mukanisa abo babagwira.
Confusers. They confuse the choirs. They confuse the youth leaders. They confuse the group of women. They disorganize everything. That means they are not a citizen of the kingdom. They are foreigners. Now, if you are a citizen, it is your duty to transform somebody from being a foreigner into a citizen of God's kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is your work to transform someone. It's not your duty to pull down someone. It's not your duty to tear down some somebody. It's not ready to confuse anybody. Because you are building a foundation of the apostles and prophets. You are
used
to transform someone. The Bible says that in the days of the apostles, people, they were afraid of them. The people who transformed and who changed the city upside down, they are here. Are you doing that? Have you transformed your neighbor? Are you transformed your friend? Have you touched the life of people who are surrounding you? Have you done something to their life? Because that is the mission. That's why you are sent.
Somebody.
We don't have time of backbiting one another. We have time of transforming someone. We don't have time of judging anybody. We have time to transform somebody. Because we are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Once you operate under apostolic anointing, you take the life of someone. Hallelujah. Have you transformed your family? Have you transformed your neighbor? Are you transformed? Are you transformed? If you are transformed, you cannot choke up with backbite and less people. We have less people in the church. They are lazy. You call them for prayers, they don't come. You call them for fasting and prayer, they don't come. When you call them that there's food, that's when they appear. When you don't mention in the conference that it's lunch, they don't come. They are lazy.
Bagayav.
Hallelujah. We need to operate under apostolic anointing to transform somebody. Are you transforming someone in your life? That's why we have problems in the choirs and worship. Because confusion are there. Instead of transforming people, they change them to make them the citizen of the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we are no longer stranger. Ask your neighbor, are you a stranger? Are you a foreigner? Or a member of the household of God? Ask him, are you a member of the household? Oh, you are a foreigner. Let me tell you, a foreigner, you never build the nation. A stranger will never build up the nation. Because he knows it does not belong there. He just passed through the nation. He destroys everything which they build. Even he does not want to tell up the nation to be built. Because he's a stranger. He knows it does not belong there. Now, once you are a stranger, you are not a member of the household, you are there to break what is
built.
Because you are a stranger. You are there to go to disorganize which is organized. Because you are a stranger. But the member of the household, he will do all things to build up his house, to build up where he belongs, to build up the church where he fellowships, to build up the kingdom of God, because you know that he belongs there. Nobody can go and break his own house. But when he's renting the house, he can break that house. Where is renting?
bw'abapangisa ennyumba
tafaako
okulya ennyumba
naye
ennyumba
erasobobwoba
oli mutunze
kubakabaka bakatondaosobola bumenyaoba
oliwo okubaoliwo
okukwata
kubakabakaoliwo okusiima bwakabaka
bwakatondakubanga
oli mutuuze amiina.
We are fed up with pastoring strangers.
Tukoye okusumba abagwira.
Today they are there, tomorrow they are not there.
Olwaleero webalenja tebaliwo.
Today we see them in the choir, tomorrow they are not there. When you rebuke them, they say, I'll join another church.
Strangers.
He does not have parking.
Taina wa wabera.
He is not permanent in the place.
That's all I tell you. I come here and move on. Take move here and move to Chimu.
Hallelujah. Are you a stranger?
Oli mukwira.
You change places to places because you are stranger.
Foreigner. Mutu mukwira.
Apostolic anointing transforms people.
Amafuta ag'ekitume gakyusa
abantu.
Amafuta ag'ekitume gakyusa
ebitundu.
Tewali n'omu amulala asobola kujja n'akyusa
ekitundu ekyo ggwe.
Tewali n'omu asobola okukyusa abantu bano okujjako ggwe.
Hallelujah. The second point.
Point eyokubiri.
The apostolic anointing.
Amafuta ag'ekitume.
Is anointing of waging wars.
Ge mafuta agaokulwana entalo.
Apostolic anointing.
Amafuta ag'ekitume.
Is anointing of waging wars.
Ga mafuta agaokutaku
entalo. Is anointing of fighting.
Ge mafuta agaokulwana.
Now if we are building the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
Oba twazimba ku mafuta
agaokulwana. That means we have to wage war. We need to fight.
Tweta agaokulwana.
We need to become warriors.
Tino fuka balwanyi. Amina.
God is not interested in the rest people. He is interested in the warriors.
Ayagala bantu balwanyi.
Remember, we are on the mission.
Jukira tuli ku mulimo.
We need to fight every spirit in order to transform somebody. We need to fight with the Spirit in order to transform our areas. We need to
do
war on every spirit and the power of darkness. But today we have people who are not ready to fight. That's why everywhere signs are there, because we are not ready to fight. Everywhere buzzer, everywhere, because we are not ready to wage war.
Closest
are everywhere because we are not ready to wage war. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The apostles, they are men of war.
Abatume bali basajja ba ntalo.
The church must become a church of war. We have to wage war. We have to fight and break every spirit. The church of today is very weak. When I talk about the church, I mean you. If we call upon people to come in the night prayers, they come because they know that somebody is going to sing. They need choirs than prayers. They need singers than prayers. Now we turn it into overnight instead of coming and pray. When you tell them that to pray, they start dancing. There's someone who told me that, Pastor, I would like to come in the night prayer of your church, but you don't give time to you don't give time to the singers,
we would
like also to come and we sing. Then I told her, I thank God because you are not coming. We have time for music
girls.
We have time for choirs in the church. Therefore, we should have also a time of prayer. Then I told her, I don't need you. When you call upon people to come in prayers, if the pastor of this place called church to come and fast and pray, the turnout will be very poor. Excuses of arushas will come in. I'm so busy. I was caught up. You can enter into agreement of fasting and prayer as a church. Other people, they stay at home eating their food. Two of them, they are fasting, but the majority, they are not fasting. They are eating their food. They are not ready to stand up and wage war. They are not ready to fight the enemy. They are not ready to attack the enemy. We need to attack the enemy. Let me tell you, your things are being held by the enemy. Things are being held by the enemy. Some of you need God to bless you, but you know, He has already blessed you, but the enemy is holding it. Until you rise up on your feet and start fighting and worship with the devil, then the devil will lose what belongs to you. Don't wait the devil to attack you. You attack him before he attacks you.
Wait, sir, stop on rumbeng. I don't know kurumba. Amina.
How many people are going to come?
People, they no longer want to pray.
Bagala nyo kuyimba no kuzina na mazina nevi yelo kusimbo kusaba.
Other than praying.
Habatuma nebagamba mbikola utuwa mkaga ntia haa. Mnuoni ama nakola kumereyo. No kwa senku. No kufungo mutogo. Nevi yala. Nevi yala. Nevi yala kunyikida kunyikambo mbili. Okwe yongereli mchikambo cha katona. No kusaba. Mbili yebagamba mbibe tukendo kola. Okwe yongereli mchikambo cha katona. No kusaba. Fetuwewa. Tunyikide mumere, tunyikide mazina, tunyikide mkuyimba, tunyikide mu, ewe na mujere mujizwe kanisa. Bebe tuka kusaba temu yeta anda.
The church is full if it's musical, but when it comes for prayers, there are few members who turn up.
Hakatorero munchaye, munchawe rumu.
Now you are heading to heaven, yet once we shall meet in heaven.
We are building the foundation of the apostles.
What did the apostles do?
Abatume bosoma byandikwa bulungi bikola batume. Balumbanga buli musamize yenna nebenyola no musamize okutuka lwa muteka kutaka. Gwoyimba muyimbe omusamize wana atutamye. Omusamize atusebe da tuloga no tuloga. Lwati akuloga. Wali kubanga olina okulwanyisa okutusa ngo muwangude.
Until you finish him. Amen.
Tuyimba muyimbe tuli bawanguzi. Nokukirawo.
More than a conqueror. What have you overcome? If you call yourself there are things which comes on your way to
overcome.
Now they are looking for somebody
to overcome.
When it comes on your way, begin to shout. For them, they are looking for
somebody.
There is no victory without fighting.
If you want to become a victorious, you need to fight. We cannot call you a conqueror when you have not fought.
It has come for you to overcome it.
Mukama, it
has come on you to overcome injection.
Lati mukama,
stand and overcome.
Come
on your way. We are more than conquerors.
What have you done?
Okozechi.
The Bible says,
Bible egamba,
we were born to overcome.
Twazaliwa kuwangula.
To overcome what?
Okuwangula
to overcome challenges.
Okuwangula
to overcome what?
Okuwangula
to overcome the devil.
Okuwangula
to overcome
okuwangula
what? To fight with anger which is hindering us. To pull it down.
Okuchisa wansi.
In order to overcome.
Tusobola okukiwangula.
The apostles, they were overcome. What have you done?
Okozechi.
Mukaniso jokaba bukabi.
You always cry in the church.
Awangula akaba.
Overcomers never cry.
Pastor,
I don't know to damn confused. Even my business. I don't know whether God is there in heaven. He knows you're there.
Oba gote chimanyi olwayo kutegeza jali.
Not to damn reminding you still there.
Nemukama tandaba akulaba na masaka.
He's seeing with two easy two eyes.
Nero achi no byenda bindigira abikiza bike obiwangule.
It comes on wazali
wa kuwangula.
You were born to win.
Mundaya fetulile mbala yo kuwangula.
It is a seed of overcoming. Are you
owangula?
Are you overcoming?
Owana no wangula.
Do you fight and overcome?
Wetaga kulwana.
We need to fight.
Wetaga okuyimuka.
We need to arise.
And fight
against everything.
Echituzizo kufuka chetugwando kubera.
Which are hinders us to be what we are supposed to
mundu.
For us, we don't hold guns. For us, we go on our knees and we fight against everyone. And
everyone
we want to, and we touch everyone's life around us. And we
fight to our area.
And we fight to our level.
We go where we are supposed to go.
Because we are overcome.
We are
born to win.
Have you overcome? Let's keep in the church.
You call them for prayers, then you start seeing people dozing.
He's
dozing when he's standing up.
When he's
sitting down. When you sit, it will be worse.
Then he come on our
parapet. Then he
lives
on our parapet.
And
the parapet is snoring.
We need to fight.
Peter go kuruana.
And we have to overcome.
Era tuino kuangula.
The apostles.
Abatume.
That was their duty.
Ogogwari mulimo gwabwe.
To wage war on every spirit.
Okuruana kana buli moyo.
To pull down every power of the enemy.
Okuteka wansi buli mani.
To build up the kingdom of God.
Okuzimba bwakabaka bwa
Katonda. Church, we are on the mission.
Nape tuli
kubuli. We are not here to die. We are here to expand the kingdom of God. We are not here to be overcome. We are here to overcome. Our God is backing us. The angels in heaven are backing us. The entire heaven is backing us. Therefore we can pull down everything. We can bring changes in the life of people. We can enter and we become what we are supposed to become. You can enter into the plans of God. You just caught. You are courting. That God, you say, you have a good plan towards me. Yeah, the plans are there. But to enter into it, there is a struggle. To enter into it, there is a struggle. You need to fight in order to enter into it. The plans are good, they are there. But you need to enter and fight. Is that clear? Now if you can raise up on our feet and you start fighting the devil, the devil is coward. You are strong than the devil. Lord, I'm here waiting for you. When you time to wish to come on your own, to wait upon God when you can't fight is terrible. That's why the Bible says, Job, if you put your gently before God, then you come on your way. Now and your beginning was small. Your end will be big. Because you have done it diligently. We need to arise. omukyalo omu yalina amakage amakage nga galimu obuzibuzibu
kyabajja
nangamba pasita njagala onsabire amakagenemugamba oke kyeva mugamba mu kanisa ewamme mulinayo night prayer
tifuna
akaseera ogende
ngaosabefuna
akaseera osibe ogende obeereko mukanisa osabire amakaago osibire amakaago
kyava
ngamba nfiirwe otulo
otwangenzije
mukusaba
ne mugamba
oke kati ku tulo n'amaka
noonyako
kimu ky'ofiirwa ne mugamba atambula onviire
nana
pasita tonsabiddeko
nze
funa akaseera osibe
osabbwoba
tosobola kusiba
nakutulo
n'amaka londawo kimu
ekifan'alondawo
amaka okufa
Then she chose her family.
Then
she lost her, her home.
Lumu baba wampisa entinde yokuweleza.
One day they called me to minister in Tinda.
Mara okuweleza neta ambula.
After ministering, going back.
Nienda okusitula amaaso gange.
To raise up my eyes. I looked in a certain kiosk.
Ni banke tegeza ti vanda bomuntu akutamu
watu. I saw somebody who was bending down.
Kisho chinyagaza nyo ani
akutamu watu. So I was so curious to see who was bending down. Then I went back home. Then it stuck within my mind.
Tomorrow
I was supposed to go back. When I came back, the next day, I looked at that kiosk
and
then she was hiding herself. The third time I said, I'm going to go there.
Straight to Ali.
Then I went straight to that kiosk. She just...
nanane bwe nalimbuuza nangamba mukyala mulokole yabeeramu n'omu mwasulira ddala
mukakiosikambaawo
kati atundako obunyanya bwe
ekiro n'akasuka neyeba
enkuba omukoka bw'afubutuka eri asula ayimiridde kubanga yandimutwala katyamba muga ntiowakibale ani akulagidde
wanekeeka
ogwasooka
n'ogwokubi lwaleero
ne mugamba okolaki
wano
wembeera kiki ekyaba ku maka
gaafiira
ddala
kubanga nti wasalawo
okwebaka
n'ofiirwa
ne mugamba osula wa nemugatoniga osula mukano
akantubabakuamba
Hey, Pastor,
I sleep here.
Konzo mukoko mukolo cha singi.
What do you do to the flood if it rains?
I spend
the whole night standing. That's what you want. I said bye to her.
Atwalwa gamba. Pastor, wandi musabide
ko. Pastor,
you have prayed.
She's the one who
wished to
be. She refused to pray.
Kubanga ayagala nnyo tulo.
Because she likes
to webale twagala.
Like sleeping. Thank you for.
We are built on the foundation of
apostles and
prophets. We have
to change our lives.
People's lives,
our area. Because that's what the apostles
did.
They used to change everything. They used to change everything for the kingdom of God. The second they were fighting. They used to fight. They used to fight with witchcraft and overcome them. They used to overcome every
witchcraft.
They used to overcome and change people's lives and they came to the church. And they changed
the area that people got saved.
And people came to the
church
and they
were in
that area.
They increased.
The Bible
says that
church were increasing
3,000
and they changed people's lives. They used to charge
people's lives
because they are
fighting.
Rise up and fight. Pray and fight against
evil
spirit.
Stop it and embrace.
We are built on the foundation of apostles and prophets. We can work upper legs under the apostles and anointing.
But
you are not an apostle because you are
saved. You are
Have you understood?
You're on a mission.
Muli kumulimo.
The world does not. You don't belong to the world.
And see,
story one. See,
you don't belong to the world.
Don't walk as if you're going to die
tomorrow.
No, but you're on a mission.
Manyanto ino muli mogo ino
kufikiza kusi.
Tuki uliango tuki zomuli mogo.
Can you stand up on a feet and we pray?
tuimire ku bigere byaffe tusabe.
Your peace.